The yearly Children's Week at the Florida Capitol shifted into high gear on Tuesday. Literally hundreds of kids from all over the state jammed the courtyard between the old and new Capitol buildings. The number of little people outside the halls of power significantly outnumbering the number of big people inside.
The community is definitely a better place. Thank all three of you, Maya, Perry, Devin, for doing this. And congratulations on behalf of the Tallahassee.
There was also a large number of children's advocacy grown-ups with booths in the courtyard, like Jade Hatcher. She's education disability specialist with North Florida Child Development.
We serve children ages 0 to 5 in Madison, Wakulla, Liberty, Calhoun, and Gulf counties. We provide comprehensive early child development services in all of those 5 counties.
Occasionally, members of the legislature were seen wandering amongst the children in booths in the courtyard. Hatcher hoped what they were seeing and hearing would make an impression.
Hopefully we can influence the legislators on how important it is for early education.
In some cases, though, education isn't enough. Sarah Blumenthal is the volunteer recruiter for the Guardian Ad Litem program for Florida's 2nd Judicial Circuit.
This is our 35th anniversary, and for 35 years in the state of Florida, we've been making sure that children who have been neglected or abused have voices in the court and have voices in the community. And it's really important that we focus on the children who can't speak for themselves and don't have someone who is really going to speak out for them and need that extra advocate. That person who's going to make sure they have a safe and happy home.
Which, as nearly all child advocates can readily attest, is the bare minimum that every kid needs and deserves. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.